This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Yisai, Perek, Ovis Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Tes, Hakol Tzafui. Everything is Tzafui. Tzafui here means, as the Rav translated, Kol Masha Odom Oysa Bechedri Chadom Goyal Lefonam. Everything is an open, is open in front of Hashem. Everything is revealed. Everything is seen. Hashem knows everything. Ve'arashus nesuna, according to the Rav, this means it's biyodo she'on lasa is toivera. A person could choose to do good or bad. As the pasuk says at the beginning, ba'ashrei rein osayil fanecha ayim esachayim esamoves esatoiv esara. A person could choose whatever he wants. He has full bechira chafshes free will. Uvitoiv ha'olam nidoy. Uvitoiv ha'olam nidoy. Which means Hashem judged the person bechesed uvitoiv with midas harachon and not midas hadin. Shenema, as it says, erechapayim rabches v'yemes. Erechapayim atzadikim v'larishoyim. And so it says, toiv Hashem lakor. The way Hashem judges with midas harachon. And everything's according to the majority of the deeds you do. We have to see in the Rav different pirushim. That's the pasuk shot. So at the beginning we already explained according to the Rav. Now we'll explain what is the toiv olam nidon. The Rav a little bit more into that. So again, everything Hashem sees and shus is the sunnah to a person has true has free will. Of the toiv olam nidon says the Rav v'midas rachamim. Afal pikein ena kol shavim v'midazu. Even so, everybody's not equal. If you should call, if you drive a ma'isa. So this is the end of the Mishnah. It clarifies, according to the Rav, Bratanura, the previous statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if a toiv olam nidon, says the Rav, that even though Hashem is no ibn Midrash Rav, not according to, not everybody's equal in that, only it goes if you drive a ma'isa, which means a ma'isa, ma'isa, toivin, a person that does a lot of good deeds, so he evokes the midas of rachamim of Hashem, and he's zurich nois loy mi rachamim merum. He has a lot of rachamim from Hashem. But if I'm amid b'maisim, and you do less maisim, do little maisim, not too much, toivim b'maat lo rachamim, it doesn't have that much, as much rachamim from Hashem. Perish achav akol of you, that's the one child made call of you maisa. That's how you zochot to the rachamim. Perish achav, another pshav akol of you roiv maisa, if you roiv maisa, all them who need that. Everything is needed according to Roiv Maisav, is like the Maran Kedush, Lamites, and Roiv Schuyas Zakai. If a person is Roiv Schuyas, he's a Zakai. In Roiv Avonis, he's a Chayav. That's the Gemara also in Rosh Hashanah, Tazayim. You go after the majority of your mitzvahs or Averis. If you're a Zakai, and you have a Schus Kiyom, if you're Roiv Mitzvahs, if you chash from Roiv Avonis, the other way. Verama Pirush, another Pirah called Tzafui. The Rams is the biggest side over here. Called Ma'is Be'odah, Masha'osu, Masha'osu, Lasu, the Kol Gol in front of. Everything is revealed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, so like Toima, says the Rab, Shem the Rambam, Kem Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Masha'yasa, Odom, since Hashem sees everything, he knows exactly what we're going to do in all the generations to come, and every person in this world, Hashem knows what the future, what future decisions a person will make. So that would seem a steer to Bechira Chavshis. If Hashem knows what I'm going to choose, how do I have the opportunity to choose that? She had Tzadik or Rasha. If Hashem knows what I'm going to choose, so therefore, how did I have the choice to choose to be a Tzadik or Rasha? But the answer is no, you do have that choice. You do have the free will. You do have the opportunity to make your choice. V'ein Shom Dover, Shachrin, Shom Dover. There's nothing that's going to force him and force him into choosing one way or the next. And since that's true, therefore Hashem judges the world. Hashem judges the world in the right way, obviously the justice way, that since you do have a choice, even though Hashem knows what you're going to choose, but since you did have the choice, so you get punished if you do an aveira, and you get schar for doing a mitzvah. Because you sinned, when you sinned, it wasn't because you were muchrach, because you were forced into it. It's because be'emes you chose that way. And roish yonish, therefore you roish to get a tzadik or a tzadik b'tzonah. Tzadik says the Rav is a tzadik because he chose that. V'roi shikam tzchas, roi shikam tzchar. So the obviously, the person would have the question, which the Rav addresses right away. L'chor, this is something that's above our pay grade. It's above our ability, our capability to understand. How can it be at the same time Hashem knows exactly what we're going to do, and yet we have the bechira? But Hashem's idea is not like our idea, says the Rambam, and therefore there's no comparison to these types of things that what we understand, what Hashem understands, because Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and His ideas is one. And just like we can't be masik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't be masik what it means, His idea of things, His understanding, His knowledge. And in Meila, the Rambam, as the Pesuk says, so we don't understand this concept fully, says the Rambam. But the mice is not a kasha because we don't understand. We don't understand because we can't be mas. We're above our minds to understand that Hashem lives. There's no time by Hashem. He's above the whole time. We live in time. So if everything by us has to work in time, it's very hard to understand. Hashem knows what we're going to do in the future. How could it be that we had the choice to do that in the future? But since Hashem's idea is way above our understanding, and we have no musik in that, so we have no musik in this thing. Mechlal, the Rambam says that's not a problem. We can live with that. There are those that are minds with this contradiction, seemingly contradiction, which is not, that the Pshat is like a time machine. You go into a time machine, if you go into a time machine, and you go back in time, to the time that you go back to the time that Abraham Lincoln was killed by Williams Booth, somebody, he was killed. So, if you go back to that time, and you see the guy who pulled out the gun, Booth, whatever his name was. Anyway, so the mice, so you would very know he's going to shoot him, even though he had the choice, because you're in the time zone where you were ahead in time. So that is the concept over here. Kilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the future. He sees what's going to happen in the future, but you still had the choice, just like the person who pulled that trigger, that you went back in time, and you know he pulled the trigger, he's going to pull the trigger, even though he had the choice to pull it. But that's the hezber of this inyan of even though Hashem knows, we still have bechira. Continues the Mishra, call if you rosh ma'aser if you mashal adam koyful umas b'basiyas atoyv kachzor merud. The more that you are consistent, and every day you're koyful, you double your cause, and you continue on the same path, and you're a masbi, you're diligent in your studies, and you're doing good things, and everything, and doing all good things, kachzor merud, so to yischar be greater. Because it's not the same, as he explains the famous Rambam, it's not the same that a person who gives out 100 zoom in the stock of a b'meya poem, this is one of the most famous Rambams, the Rambam says it's not the same for a person has $100, and he gives out $100 to one person, so he gave $100 to God, but it's another guy who's giving out ones, 100 ones to 100 different aniyim. The one they gave it the same amount, but the one who did the 100 mices of stalka was much more the chayr has much more schar, or they're not comparable. That's the cholafia mice. Because the Rambam holds that guy who did 100 mices of stalka, the chayr he gets more schar, and he is greater. Now, obviously, it's still where each person of you're helping them out. You know, the guy who helped out gave $100, so. It's also a great deal, but the Rambam is bringing out a point. When you do something many, many times, it has, Yischar is much greater because of the Rambam. Yischar is much greater because you're tapping in and you're causing your koyach of giving to be used out many times. So the Meila, each Maisa, the seer is a new Maisa Chesem, Maisa Staka. Therefore, it has greater value and doing it at one time. So that's a very, very important thing that you should know, that if you can give more people tzedaka, that's great. Avada, we should try to fill, you know, obviously you want it, as Machazal said, the mitzvah of tzedaka is to give day machzor when he's missing. So you have to try to give, but lemaisi, it's at a point to be focused, and when you're giving tzedaka, try to give as many people as you can, because I call if you're a maisa, that if it gives Ramu, I call if you're a maisa, I'll pee a maisa. That's what the Rav ends off. It's a very, very misogynistic Mishnah that we have to understand that our job is to do as many mice in this world. This world's a place that we have only one chance to Lamei of Esrim. That's it. And then we go upstairs. You can't get any more schar. So the more mice you do, the better you'll be. And so obviously the Pasha, any person who understands that will chap around after chap. Chatoi fechos. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda and Aaron and Dalin, Shirin, chatoi fechos. Chatoi fechosheh. This was like a wedding. Rashi says, the whole chumah, it goes fast. The chap around mitzvahs. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.